mental malpractice. It is not body, but mind we handle. Persons believe the mind of a personality is the center of a thought force and can harm another. It is all in the object mortal mind calls personality. No one else can harm us. One person's mind does not govern or influence another. There is no transference of mortal thought. Each one responsible for his own beliefs. All the turmoil in the world, a belief, basically wrong mental activity, mortal mind's pictures. Never ignore an error or an evil, but understand why there can't be evil. One omnipotent power. We have erroneous conditions as long as we believe in them. Error can be destroyed because it is mental in mortal mind. Important, quote, the Christianly scientific real is the sensuous unreal, unquote. Science and Health, page 353, line 1. Quote, the greatest wrong is but a supposititious opposite of the highest right, unquote. Science and Health, page 368, line 1. The carnal mind is a murderer from the beginning. The carnal mind is a lie, no truth in it. It never was intended that we should be overcome of evil. Evil always impersonal, so it can be overcome in ourselves and others. There is just one thing that thinks. Unless God thinks a hateful thing, no one can think it. Deal with errors as mistakes, but not personal, mine or anyone's. Overcome the belief that there can be any evil to be overcome. There cannot be unjust personalities in my consciousness or any consciousness. Not persons that think. Only mind enacts thinking. Only the carnal mind in us that sees what these many minds seem to be doing. The correction is in ourselves. Science and Health, page 220, line 18. Mortal man sees what is in his own consciousness, but sees it inverted. Never correct persons or have a person correct himself. It is the conscious truth in us that sees erroneous beliefs become nothing. The truth, the supremacy and allness of good. Miscellany, page 364, line 15. Manual, page 84. When I think my brother hates me, I am malpracticing on my brother and myself. It is the Christian religion, the understanding of this religion, that heals, not me personally. Roman Catholicism. Roman Catholics are those who have embraced a personal sense of man and things. They have based their religion on this personal sense of man. Roman Catholics think God is spirit, but man is separated from God and is material and a sinner and must be saved only through the Roman Catholic Church. Christian scientists are those who have embraced the spiritual sense of man and things, the oneness of God and man. Man not personal, but individual and whole. Roman Catholicism, the almost universal misconception of man and church. Christian Science, proper functioning of church. Personal sense and Roman Catholicism are synonymous, opposite modes of thought. Personal evil and impersonal truth. Carnal mind and immortal mind. Roman Catholicism should be handled for every case. Satan has bound him. There is nothing but God in a particular expression. Personal sense always impersonal. Carnal mind being personal sense. Inharmonious conditions can never be disposed of by thinking they come from a person, not originating in a person, but opposite to what is true, only mental malpractice in our own mind. Personal sense, Roman Catholicism, seems to be present in my consciousness. I can replace the object or person with the individual man that is present. As I understand, Roman Catholicism or personal sense cannot be my consciousness. God is their mind and my mind. All errors are mental images of mortal mind. Take it away from person, it is illusion, not the person in church affairs that enacts error, holy mortal mind, picturing as their mind and as our mind. But God is the only mind. Truth will order aright what is necessary in human footsteps under any circumstances. Let mind remove properly all that is offensive in our consciousness. Man governed by one mind. Personalities powerless to act. The images of personality come to us for life, and we give it all the life it has. See that I am living and thinking according to God and man. I handle the belief that there is a personal mind. Much Roman Catholicism talk is just superstition and witchcraft. All action is the action of the one infinite mind. Roman Catholicism, impossible to have activity or power. All power or action is God or mind. No opposition to right endeavor. Opposition and suffering, not from others. Personal sense is self-eliminated. Warfare is between personality and individuality. Materia Medica. Specifically handle Materia Medica laws. All the beliefs are formed not by MDs, but by mortal mind. Reversions are not laws. Doctors do not make Materia Medica. Mortal mind is the culprit. Doctors have the same mind that we have, divine mind. This great body of belief is not personal. Basic beliefs of mortal mind. The heart, liver, and stomach are divine ideas. All should be released from the dominating influence of mortal minds in a Christianly scientific way. Doctors, nurses, and Christian scientists are at no time exempt from the one and only law and influence there is, divine mind. The righteous thought of Christian science in Christian scientists does not sit in judgment even of doctors. Doctors accept mortal mind's classification. But in reality, there is no disease in spirit. We need to be so filled with the righteous thought of Christian science that we can nullify the error at the point of consciousness. Doctors, nurses, patients are not external to ourselves. Our redemption from Materia Medica is to loose doctors. Bind mortal mind until it ceases to function as Materia Medica. Mind, the great, able to do all things. Roman Catholicism, wholly a personal sense of man and a material sense of church. Personal sense cannot dominate in our consciousness. All malpractice is mental. No power or presence but God. Healing. Science and Health, page 493, line 17. Science and Health, page 253, lines 18 to 31. Sometimes healing in Christian science almost drops to the level of Materia Medica. Those who believe in Materia Medica want medicine, and those who are Christian scientists want a treatment. The physical body can never be sick, independent of mortal mind. The physical body is an unfoldment of mortal mind out in expression. Science and Health, page 208, line 25. Wherever there seems to be sickness, there is only thought. Quote, too soon we cannot turn from disease in the body to find disease in the mortal mind and its cure in working for God. Thought must be made better and human life more fruitful for the divine energy to move it onward and upward. Unquote. Miscellaneous Writings, page 343, line 5. It is the mortal, material mind that must be healed. Healing is not accomplished by restoring the body, but by restoring the human mind from belief to understanding. It is truth, the living Christ, that frees the human mind out of itself. Healing is accomplished by perceiving the one infinite body, wholly mental and spiritual as it is, and its manifestation, man. When treating, I see that I am perfectly well. That is my starting point. God is right there, mind and body in particular expression. As this is actually consciously my mind, that understanding swallows up the beliefs that mortal mind is present. What is called another is only oneself. Everybody already whole. Those who seem to be in an inharmonious state of mind or body, they believe that they need healing. But they do not need healing, but an understanding that they are already whole. What we really need is no healing, but an awakening to the fact that we are changeless being, having the substance of spirit. We need to awaken to see that we accept this true fact of being as true now. Express it in true thinking and living. Healing is not accomplished by making someone or something whole, but by seeing that they are already whole. Healing is not a scientifically correct word, but for lack of a better one, we have to use it. It is not a good word, so keep your thought right about it. Jesus had a true concept of man, the man he always saw, man in God's own image and likeness. He did not see a diseased man, a mortal man. He saw the reality that lies behind all appearances. In this reality, he saw the omnipresence of God, and this destroyed the belief of disease in the consciousness of the diseased man. A sick man's creations are altogether mental. He is making them with his mind or mortal mind. Being belief only, they are nothing. Jesus had a right vision. He interpreted everything according to truth. Jesus always spoke to the perfect man when he told him to rise and walk. He was not addressing a lame man. While others around him were seeing their own beliefs, they never saw man. He knew that false pictures or beliefs are not anything, but we must perceive them to be nothing. Jesus said, quote, nothing shall by any means hurt you, unquote, Luke 10:19. To know that all so-called evil is nothing is what takes the sting out of the serpent. If the world of Christian scientists would but see through the veil of matter, we would see all social, economic, and industrial problems cease. Even death would fade from the consciousness of man. In the 9th chapter of Luke, Jesus gave his disciples power over all evil beliefs. Healing was a primary requirement of his followers. When we have become the divine character, actively and consciously, We will do as he did. The Christian Science movement is founded on a foundation of Christian healing. The healing is purely mental and spiritual. Science and Health, page XI, line 9. Quote, the physical healing, unquote. Christian Science is spiritual healing, and its outward effect is seen in the physical body and in the transformed character. The human body does not need healing, but the mental must be adjusted to correct the trouble. Two modes of healing. One, spiritual healing, done through love. Love thinketh no evil. Love is not dual. When healing through love, we won't have anything to be healed. Two, metaphysical healing. Takes the degree of good that I have and lets it take off or counteract a corresponding amount of belief. Through denying error and affirming truth, human thought is spiritualized. Quote, there is not sufficient spiritual power in the human thought to heal the sick or the sinful. Through the divine energies alone, one must either get out of himself and into God so far that his consciousness is the reflection of the divine, or he must, through argument and the human consciousness of both evil and good, overcome evil. Unquote. Miscellaneous Writings, page 352, line 21. Mrs. Eddy has handled every phase of mortal mind for us in her published works, really just in the one chapter, Christian Science Practice. Sometimes an analysis of error is necessary. But the fewer times we rehearse the error, the better. Admitting an error produces the picture going on. The admission of the presence of error is all there is to the problem. Admitting there is something besides God, a time when there was a person or channel to have it. When analyzing error, it is to reject the false claim. In the analysis of error, great faults of character are sometimes revealed. It is just to uncover these things as nothing. Uncover only to disappear. Should be denied as the pain is denied. Delay in recovery is often due to a fault in the patient that he is holding on to, ignorantly or stubbornly. Not personally, but ignorantly. But ignorance must be overcome to obtain harmony. All these errors are but false beliefs. Don't let us build them up. They cannot bind us, as they are not qualities of God or mind, but must be seen and proved as nothing. We can't believe it. Do not excuse or make alibis for ourselves and accuse patient. Make them all errors of mortal mind, never personal. Quote, remove the leading error or governing fear, unquote. Science and Health, page 377, line 20. The beam must be cast out of the practitioner's eye to help the patient. If the patient fails to recover, see it as an error and not true. There is one of two causes when a patient is not healed quickly. Either some sin lies at the door, or some universal law of belief has not been handled. It is usually the latter, so loose him. Conscious life is the rule of all action or law. The practitioner's attitude is very important. Never personalize. Love is the liberator. Love thinketh no evil. To think or speak of any form of error is metaphysically incorrect. So never believe an error or that mental malpractice is a reality. Evil in any form is never in our own thinking. Mortal mind is the culprit. Mortal mind is not mind at all. So-called wrong thinking is not thinking at all, but right thinking in reversion. The one mind is infinite intelligence. Evil intelligence is a belief that requires our attention to unsee it. Mortal mind is the strong man that has to be bound. Truth constitutes an alertness in us. Power is understanding, the Christ in us, and that disposes of the error. Mortal mind of its own consent must yield to truth. Christian Science Practitioner. A Christian Science practitioner is God's presence. A patient is God's presence. God Himself is here manifested. There are no channels or mediums for God to express Himself. The word channel might imply separation. The practitioner and the patient are God Himself, omnipresent. A practitioner is a veritable angel of light. It is inevitable that we all are practitioners all the time. The practitioner's practice is the quality of his thinking, his consciousness, that is, of what is going on. A practitioner's desire to do good is not enough. There must be the ability, never personal, God's presence. The ability will be according to the Christ within him, not of himself, but God present. The practitioner's understanding appears to be the reality of his patient. The desire to do good often holds him from doing that good. He holds mankind separate from God, something that needs treatment, and that he is the channel to bring about the good. If the practitioner has an understanding rather than desire, he sees finished perfection, creation finished. The source of his thought must consciously be in the divine mind. True thought always rejects the suggestions of erroneous belief. It habitually thinks truth. Start the healing work with the patient already whole, as a son of God. Maintain the spiritual nature of every so-called patient. Maintain the spiritual nature of everything that comes in the range of his consciousness. Understand that God is all there is. Detect error as error, not as something. Divine mind is his own mind. Sometimes practitioners look for result, for a sign. Results are already before he begins treatment. When we know results already are, we get the best results. A practitioner does not send his thought out to a patient to change the patient's mind or heal his body. But right here, within his own consciousness, knows what is over there already. The function of a practitioner is to know the truth. He has divine mind as his mind and includes all. Never blame a patient. All that the patient seems to do is impersonal evil, not the patient. If we see it as the patient, that is mental malpractice. Handle mortal mind, evil, that seems to be the patient's mind, as malpractice, and not having its source in the patient. It is always mortal mind's bland denial of the truth. All there is to the patient is what is, and it is right there, God. Mortal mind has not one iota of power or presence. Patience. A patient has a great part of the recovery, to be obedient, to study, and to hold to the truth given him. Never let mental malpractice hold sway. If the patient really seems to be suffering, don't require much of him or do much talking. but hold to reality, individual man in unity with divine mind. The understanding of the oneness of being excludes the need of healing. So there is just the divine mind here that sees all and knows all, no practitioner or patient present. All one inclusive being is all. The patient needs his vision restored from belief to truth. Mrs. Eddy said, teach patients not to love to be sick. Class instruction is the greatest event in our human experience, Mrs. Wilcox.